We've just heard Soul Hunter, a new single by the Paonia-based group Pure Weed. They will be performing at this year's Community Fair and Solutions Expo in Paonia Park. And to talk further on that, we're currently joined on the phone by organizer Peter Kolbenschlag. And in studio with me is our program's director, Raleigh Burley. Hi, both of you gentlemen.
Hello, Bangin.
Hi.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Raleigh. Hey.
How you doing over in Paonia?
Good. Doing well. I'm actually in Town Park right now checking checking out our facility for the morning, and I'm happy to say the sun is back out.
That's good.
Jealous. It has not come back out here in Carbondale.
Well, we're hoping that we'll have a little break in the weather tomorrow, and we're looking forward to a really fun event. We got a full day of music and about 30 different vendors and nonprofit exhibitors and lots of local food and craft drinks. So we're really excited.
No.
For those who aren't familiar with the Community Fair and Solutions Expo, that may be because it was formerly the Solar Fair and Permaculture Expo, correct?
Correct, yes.
Awesome. What inspired the rebrand?
Well, a couple things. One, we moved to Town Park this year, and so before we were located out at the Solar Energy International campus, and this year we've moved into the town of Paonia, and we're in Town Park. Permaculture is important, and clean energy are important as we think about sustainable communities and building sustainable communities. But there's a lot more to it than that, and there's a lot more to creating viable and strong rural communities than just clean energy and sustainable agriculture. Although those are certainly foundations for what we're thinking about over here in the North Fork and all over Western Colorado. So we wanted to kind of expand the concept and give people space to talk about other issues that they're working on and other things they're doing to kind of support a strong, healthy community over here.
Do you have any examples of new kind of featured organizations that fall outside of what was solar and permaculture that will be an addition to this year's fair?
Well, this year we have more vendors, so we have folks bringing just kind of a different variety of local herbal remedies, apothecary kind of items, textiles, and crafts, and so we're adding kind of a vendor option. We have a bunch of new nonprofits and community groups that haven't been here before, some conservation groups, Western Conservation or Western Community Alliance, formerly Western Colorado Congress, will be here. We're excited about that. Dark Skies Paonia, which is a new group working to keep our beautiful dark skies over here dark, will be here. The Audubon Society will be here, so we'll kind of be expanding a little bit more beyond just clean energy and some of the oil and gas and breaking conservation issues. Those folks will all be here too, but we'll be kind of expanding the opportunity for people to hear from some local community groups.
I think it's really cool that you're bringing vendors in as an opportunity to say, hey, here are these nonprofits and the larger causes, and here's an immediate opportunity to also sort of integrate into your individual life, you know, putting your money where your mouth is in terms of supporting local and making sure that your individual life reflects your broader ideals. What inspired you to bring that aspect into it?
I've been doing a lot of work lately in the organization, the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance, that's one of the hosting groups. Behind this event, I've been doing a lot of work on trying to imagine and re-envision what strong and healthy and economically viable rural communities look like. And a big part of that, of course, is supporting local business and supporting local vendors and thinking about what we do. Not only in terms of giving back to the community, but in keeping our money and our economy circulating locally. And so the idea was to kind of, give people that are building community by keeping their business local and we wanted to give those folks an opportunity to kind of keep that energy flowing around. We're really excited. We have a bunch of great local drink sponsors, Big B's Hard Cider and Organic Juices, the local brewery, Peonia Brewery, Peak Spirits at Jackrabbit Hill, a bunch of the wineries. So in general, we're doing everything we can to kind of promote some of the great local businesses we have over here.
And a pretty great musical lineup as well. We just heard a song from Pure Weed. They're one of the last bands to play in the park. After that, I read that the party continues at the Paradise Theater with Gabrielle Luis and Wofford and the High Beams. And then throughout the day, do you have any artists in particular that you're looking forward to seeing perform?
I mean, I'm excited about all our artists this year. I think we have a really strong lineup. You know, I think there's some crowd favorites coming back and some new ones, so that's always kind of a fun mix. The North Fork Community Band is just a lot of fun, and people should really catch them. It's really the North Fork Community and Parade Band, and, you know, they'll parade through the crowd, and it's an all-ages sort of band, and they have a lot of fun, and they have a lot of fun with the crowd. So folks should come out for that. We're really excited. We have a bunch of kids that are going to be giving speeches up on stage around climate action and some of the climate leadership that the kids are kind of showing the grown-ups up on lately.
You know, speaking of that, it's really easy to look around right now and feel that we're on a kind of dark timeline. And it can feel overwhelming. There are so many issues. Like you said, that's why you broaden the scope of the event. How important is it, and how do you maintain a celebratory vibe in the context of, oh, hey, here's climate change, and what's really being done about it on a grander scale, and here's the next generation that's going to inherit a lot of these problems. You know, how do you maintain a sense of humanity and lightness in the context of something that's otherwise pretty dark?
Well, not to be conspiratorial, but forces of darkness, however they're arrayed, want to divide us and want us to be divided and don't want us to feel our power and to be a community. It's easier to keep people on a treadmill when they're all focused on their own needs. And so we become stronger to deal with that kind of issue, and we become stronger as a community when we take a little time to appreciate ourselves and each other. So we'll have plenty of opportunities here for action. There'll be a lot of serious opportunity for people to engage on some, you know, real policy and make a difference. And we'll have a lot of community groups that are deep in the fight on various issues right now, and facing oil and gas development in this valley and other issues that you all know too well over there in the Roaring Fork.
You know, I really like the new name. I think particularly Solutions Expo just is really bright. And then, you know, I can't help but read Community Fair and Solutions Expo and not smile and feel drawn to check it out. So, you know, hopefully no big boulders slide onto 133 between now and tomorrow afternoon, and some folks can, of course, carpool over to Peonia and join you in learning more about some of the issues that the North Fork Valley is fighting, agricultural haven with, you know, ongoing threats of oil and gas extraction around the reservoir, and particularly fracking.
And that goes from 1 to 8 p.m., correct? Just for listeners who do want to go check that out?
Yeah, it's from 1 to 8 p.m., and we'll have music all day. And then, as Riley noted, there's stuff going on at Paradise Theater afterwards. Gabrielle Luis, who's a local singer-songwriter, and Alden Walford and High Beams, who's a Western Colorado classic. So, yeah.
You know, we do have a single recently released by Gabrielle Luis called Industry to play us out as we get set up for our next guest. Is there anything else that you would like to add, Pete?
No, thanks for the opportunity to talk about our event, and we really hope to see everyone over here. It's going to be a good time.
Thank you so much for joining us on Express Yourself.
Thanks, cool. Pete. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Bye.
It's a small town, Sunday morning. You can hear them folks down at the cafe. Talking till the coffee cups rattle and the windows shake.
Looking for